From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The presidents of the U.S. and Cuba have a sit-down. Some thought they'd never live to see it as a Cuban military band strikes up the Star-Spangled Banner as Cuban President Raul Castro welcomes U.S. President Barack Obama to the Palace of the Revolution. The two presidents are meeting and are expected to discuss ways to advance normalization and areas of disagreement, such as human rights. President Obama began the second day of his three-day visit with a wreath-laying ceremony at the Monument of Cuban Independence hero José Martí at the Plaza of the Revolution. Later in his visit, President Obama will be in attendance at a baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays, a U.S. Major League Baseball team. This is one of their star players, Ivan Longoria.
The common bond between the two countries is baseball, definitely. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fans here and how they react.
For more on the president's visit, be sure to click into our website at voanews.com. A Russian court has found a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of two Russian journalists in war-torn Ukraine. The trial of Nadia Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Prosecutors are demanding a 23-year prison sentence for the young pilot, who says she was kidnapped at the height of the fighting in Ukraine and turned over to Russian officials to face charges she conducted a fatal shelling of the journalists. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. South Korean officials say the projectiles were launched on Monday from the eastern city of Hamhung. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton, the leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidate, told American Advocates for Israel on Monday that if she were elected president, she would be a staunch advocate for the Jewish state.
That America can't ever be neutral when it comes to Israel's security or survival. We can't be neutral when rockets rain down on residential neighborhoods, when civilians are stabbed in the street, when suicide bombers target the innocent. Some things aren't negotiable. And anyone who doesn't understand that has no business being our president.
She also applied her possible election to the United States presidency to our country's relationship with Israel.
If I'm elected, the leaders of Iran will have no doubt that if we see any indication that they are violating their commitments not to seek, develop, or acquire nuclear weapons, the United States will act to stop it, and that we will do so with force if necessary.
The World Meteorological Organization reports that in 2015, records were broken, with the year being the hottest, driest ever. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of WMO's annual State of the Climate Report in Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization reports global warming is occurring at a much faster pace than previously predicted. WMO's Secretary General Petteri Talas says the Earth today is already 1 degree Celsius hotter than at the start of the 20th century, halfway to the critical 2 degrees Celsius threshold.
This warming trend is continuing, so there's no plateau. And partly it's because of strong El Nino that we were facing last year, but it's also showing that this climate change, the warming trend is continuing.
He adds, once the 2 degrees Celsius threshold is attained, more extreme weather events than those experienced in 2015 will occur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The WMO report finds that last year's sea level rise was the highest ever recorded. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats, despite an international deal to send migrants back to Turkey. 26-year-old Syrian national Turek.
Everybody, it's very tired. We are thanks Greece. We are thanks everybody in the Europe.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.